Welcome to The Scene. I'm your host, Andrea Kruska, and today I'm joined by Ashley Luchetto, the new program manager at the Appalachian Center for Craft. And she's going to be telling us about some of her work, as well as the upcoming Celebration for Craft in April at the Craft Center in Smithville. Ashley, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
To get started, just give me a little bit of background, because I know you just moved down here from Wisconsin to take over this position at the Craft Center. So fill me in on you.
Yeah. So I have lived in Wisconsin for almost 12 years up until now. I'm an artist. I was an adjunct instructor in Wisconsin, and I worked for a nonprofit doing similar work to what I'm doing at the Craft Center. I was a project coordinator at a nonprofit in Wisconsin, and I'm really excited to be in Tennessee now. It's a huge adjustment, especially the weather.
I can imagine, having moved here from Michigan, so probably fairly similar climates we came from.
Right.
It is a big adjustment, but just everything about here, like the natural beauty and everything, helps a lot with adjusting. So for as far as your personal work, what's your chosen medium, or are you kind of a Jack or Jill of all trades?
Yeah, so I am a painter, and I'm also a sculptor, and I make sort of magical, surrealist paintings based on my life, and I also make plaster and paper mache sculptures of dolls and creatures. They're kind of cute and kind of creepy at the same time.
That is always fun, because who wants something boring, you know? What got you into that? How'd you get started?
Yeah, oh, that's a good question. I have always been creative. When I was a kid, I made my own little graphic novels. I played piano. Starting in my 20s, I was dancing Argentine tango and salsa, and I've always done visual art. I think it's just always been a way for me to process my life and my emotions. So I've always just tended to make art, and it's hard for me to find, like, when did that start, because I don't ever remember not making art.
Are you more self-trained, or were you one of those artists who, like, kind of started in elementary school with art classes and then just kept going and going and going and going until at some point you do end up teaching yourself?
Yeah, that's such a great question. I have done all of the training. I have my master's in fine arts from the University of Wisconsin in Madison. And as I said, I taught art myself. But I think there's also a lot of, like, self-training in between schooling that's going on. And I'm always looking for opportunities to learn more by going to other exhibitions and trying to teach myself things or learning things from my friends. Yeah.
I think that's so true, because, I mean, that's how we have so many different artists in the world, is everyone, like, we may all learn the same basics, but then you put your own spin on it and you have your own little technique and your own specialty. Mm-hmm. So it makes sense that you train and train and train, but you still, you learn things on your own and you learn the ways you like doing things and stuff like that. So that makes sense. So one great opportunity for learning more, now that you're at the Appalachian Center for Craft, there's always workshops going on. Any interest in taking any of those?
Yes, absolutely. I would love to learn more about ceramics, but I'm also really interested in wood turning and doing something that would be totally unrelated to what I do in my studio practice. But it's really exciting to be around craft-based artists doing things in a totally different way with a different approach than the way I approach my work.
I can imagine that. And wood turning is one of those things that has always fascinated me, because it just, that skill it takes and the craft, and, oh, I don't know that I have the patience to learn. We'll be right back on the scene with more with Ashley Luchetto.
That rare 45 from the 1960s?
The one you wore out on your record player.
Search for the rare at Harper's.
That classic story of intrigue and mystery.
The book you can't put down.
Get a scare.
Or romance in the air.
At Harper's.
The hub for anything and everything creative.
Harper's rare books and collectibles.
If it's rare.
If it's groovy.
If it's one of a kind.
You just might find it at Harper's.
Just down from the depot in Cookeville's historic West Side.
The kind of place that's much less store and much more about the search.
Stroll, look, sit a spell.
Hang out, soak in the unique and the rare.
But be warned.
You just may be late getting back to work.
It's new every time you walk through the doors.
Harper's rare books and collectibles. 41 West Broad Street, Cookeville.
A one-of-a-kind book, collectible records, and unique treasures.
The community's hub for all things creative.
Harper's Rare Books and Collectibles.
Harper's Rare Books and Collectibles.
Cookeville's historic West Side.
Welcome back to the scene. I'm here today talking to the new program manager at the Appalachian Center for Craft, Ashley Luchetto. So you moved here at the beginning of February. So I don't know if you've had a chance to start working on anything new now that you're in this completely new area, but are you working on a new body of work, or what was your last thing you did? Give me a little insight.
Yeah, so I am still setting up my studio space right now, so I haven't started on anything. I just got here in the beginning of February a few weeks ago, and before that, I had just finished a body of work. I have a two-person show up at a gallery in Milwaukee right now, so I'm ready to get started on something new. I'm really excited about the new environment I'm in and all of the artists that I'm around at the Craft Center. So I'm excited to see how that influences a new body of work, but I have not started just yet.
I was going to say, I bet you're going to find some definite inspiration from just being around all the different people, and like the different environment will certainly, I would assume, influence you. Where else do you draw inspiration from as you're working?
Yeah, really everything. I kind of like collect all of the like small moments in my life and use those as inspiration. So it can be relationships, conversations I have with people, things I'm consuming like through movies, TV, books, things I consume in nature when I'm just out hiking and things that I'm seeing. And I'm also, I always try to listen to like the weird voice in my head that is making connections between things that don't really make sense or just seem a little off. I try to listen to that voice because I think like some interesting things can happen. And I have a really intuitive process with my work. So yeah, paying attention to my surroundings and impulses.
That's interesting because this sounds like it'll create something very personal for you. How do you find other people react to that? Do they put their own spin on it?
Yeah, that's a great question. People come to my work with their own ideas, their own connections to it. And often they do get something, they do get a sense of what the personal part of it is for me as well. But it just depends on the piece. And I love however somebody might arrive to my work and what they might get from it. I don't care to force any particular meaning on anybody. I want to see what people come to themselves.
I love that because I know sometimes as an artist, you get so caught up in what you're getting out of a piece, what you went through when you were doing it. What was going through your head while you're working on it, the headspace you were on when you originally created it. As a photographer, for me, it's more like the moment where I actually took the picture as opposed to like my editing process and everything. So sometimes I'm like, oh, I want someone to see this exactly the way I did. But it's more interesting seeing the differences. Yeah. And I really love that. So you've been in the Upper Cumberland just about a month. So probably a little hard to really have too much of an opinion on the culture here so far with the artists, but I'm sure at the Craft Center you've seen at least a good indication of what the community is like here. Have you noticed any like differences between that and the Wisconsin community, as far as like collaboration, competition?
That's a tough question. I think what I've noticed in both communities that is similar is a sense of community and community care and collaboration in the sense that we want to share resources and we want to lift each other up. And so I think I'm really excited about that here. Like I just got here, but I don't feel isolated and I don't feel on my own in any way. I feel like I've already been making connections and friends in the arts, and I'm excited to be supported there and to also support those people.
Wonderful. It is like the community we all want for artists. So I love that. We'll be right back on the scene with more with Ashley Luchetto. You're back on the scene, and I'm here today talking to Ashley Luchetto, the new program manager at Appalachian Center for Craft. Ashley, I know the 25th anniversary of Celebration of Craft is coming up. When is that happening?
Yes, that's going to be Saturday, April 1st from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and it'll be at the Appalachian Center for Craft.
I know in the past there's been demonstrations in the studios from some of the faculty and students. Can you tell me about some of those that are on the agenda?
Yes. So our craft studios will be open to the public, and folks can walk through and check out demonstrations by Craft Center faculty, students, and artists in residence. So we can see demos in the glass studio, woodworking, metal smithing, textiles, clay, and more.
That's always exciting because just the mastery needed for those techniques is just beyond me. So I'm always really interested to see those happening live because it's not something most people ever get to see. So this is a really cool opportunity for that.
Absolutely.
Is the event family friendly?
It is. And we will have free kids craft activities. So kids can come and learn how to do things like wet felting and weaving with miniature looms. And we're also going to have shrinking ink flowers. Shrinking ink crafts and tissue paper flowers. So a lot of kids' activities to choose from.
And are adults welcome to do the kids' activities? Or do I need to find a child to borrow for the day?
I would say kids first.
That's fair. That's fair. And, I mean, sometimes I'm like 10 years old at heart, so I think it still counts. But yeah, for sure, let the kids have their fun. Since it's an all-day event, will there be food available?
Yes, we're going to have several food vendors from the area, including Country Boys Gourmet, Witt's Barbecue, Lazy Cow Creamery, Scott's Tots, and Helen's On The Go.
Lazy Cow will be a big hit, especially with the kids.
Absolutely.
Especially if it's a nice warm day. April, spring at the Craft Center, that drive past Center Hill Lake. It's amazing. So everyone definitely should probably put that on their calendar. I think you mentioned before there's going to be some music and some guest performers. Can you tell me about those and who some of them are?
So we'll have a local band called Spoonful joining us, and also Nashville's Global Education Center is going to bring a variety of performers, including a world dance ensemble, Corazon de Mexico, a capoeira performance, and a whole lot more. So it'll be really exciting.
That sounds like a lot of fun. And I'm pretty sure with music going all day that there's going to be some people just getting up and dancing anyway.
Yes.
So you get to see the professionals and then you get to see the rest of us. So who wouldn't enjoy that? And then the gallery will be open as well.
Yes. And a 25% off discount on most items in the gallery. And we're also having a silent auction where proceeds will go to benefit Craft Center educational outreach to Tennessee grade school students.
That's such a fantastic program. And how lucky is it to have all those donations for the silent auction coming from artists already associated with the Craft Center who know the mission and who are embarrassingly talented.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, there are some really amazing artworks in the auction, and we're also looking for more donations. If you're a local artist and want to donate something to the silent auction, feel free to get in touch.
And if people want to reach out for that or just to learn more about the celebration, is there a website they can go to?
Yes. You can find more information on our website, tntech.edu, Appalachian Center for Craft. And we have a separate page for the celebration of craft. And you can also find our contact info there.
All right. And they can also use that if they want to get in touch with you about learning more about your work.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.